joining us this morning, we've got Mayor Hillary Adams, Mountain Home City Mayor. And we were just chatting right before we went on air. Can't believe the year is already over. But boy, howdy, did we have some terrific response to the Ed and Lucretia Coulter Celebration of Lights on the ASU Mountain Home campus, did we not?
We did, Kim. And we're very happy with the way that Celebration of Lights went this year. Mm-hmm. We came out a lot better than we ever really dreamed we would this first year, especially when you consider in August we didn't have any Christmas lights.
Exactly.
You know, and we put all this deal together, and the city employees that were involved, the ASU maintenance employees that made it all happen, got it up, did an outstanding job. Molly Morgan, her team of sponsors and the design team. And we ended up with a great show for our first year.
It was
beautiful. We have a meeting. Today's Wednesday. We have a meeting tomorrow afternoon. We're starting season two planning already.
You have to.
So it's going to be back. And we have to also try to buy some of those Christmas lights while they got them on sale.
I was just going to say, you're going to hit those sales.
We're looking for some bargains here in the next few months. But we ended up, Kim, with 7,688 cars counted that went through it.
Really? That's fabulous.
We raised a little over $37,000.
Excellent.
Through the donation bucket.
Right.
Now, this is not the sponsors and other things like that. This is a donation. And the donations there where you go out, those 25% of that money goes to fund scholarships at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest go to go back into the light show.
And this is just going to get bigger and better every
gonna
year.
It's going to just keep growing. And we've got some stuff we're going to be adding to it next year. All year this year we were thinking how we could do this. What can we do next year? And there's going to be some places next year where you can get out, have some pictures made. We want to have a Santa village out there. There's a lot of things going to come to it next year. And, you know, we tracked the last 10 days or so zip codes as people came through, and we asked the question, what's your zip code?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all that information and got that sorted out. And we had visitors from all over, you know, that were probably here for the holidays. We got some zip codes from the East and West Coast, but for the most part, it was people within an hour or so from here. We did see a lot of traffic from over in the Jonesboro, Paragould, Northeast area, but that's a lot of those folks are up here anyway
during the holidays.
That time they've got places up here. South Missouri really surprised me. And when you go from about West Plains over to Theodosia, somewhere in there, I guess I call them those border counties.
Right.
We saw a lot of traffic.
We've got a lot of listeners up there.
Y'all do. Mm-hmm. And that Gainesville area. And so we appreciate those people driving down the mountain home, seeing the lights. And we're really hoping when February sales tax numbers come out that we're going to see, you know, a little bit of an upswing.
Absolutely.
In that for this past December. And
that trickle down, as they like to call it.
That trickle down. We hope all those cars that came through stopped at a local restaurant, ate, went to a local store and bought something for the holidays while they were here in town, a convenience store or anything, and spent some money while they were here. But we're very proud of the way it went.
Speaking of which, you've got some sales tax numbers.
I do.
The numbers just, they really are not making sense in a lot of ways. We've seen a lot of other communities that aren't doing well, and we just continue to do better and better, don't we?
We do. Kim, in 2020, we had our first month ever. I can't remember if it was June or July. We collected over $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
We were just thinking, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable.
That's crazy.
We've collected. We've never done that before in the city of Mountain Home. In 2021, we had 9 months before we broke $500,000 in sales tax
during COVID.
During COVID. People are still coming here. You know, there's a lot of things we can attribute that increase to, the visitors in the area, online sales tax collections now and stuff like that. But
true.
The city 1 cent sales tax was up 12.11% over 2020. Our portion of the county sales tax we collect was up 13.4%.
Wow.
And the public safety tax, which that went into effect in 2017,
right,
that's dedicated to the police and fire departments, That one was up 12.1% over 20. So all of them saw huge numbers. The increases are great, and we're very excited about that and hope that continues. The new park 0.75% that was approved March 9th, those numbers, of course, we don't have a year to compare them to yet. But those are doing very, very well. They're exceeding the payments for the bond schedule, and we're collecting some very good numbers there. That 0.75% or the 0.5% collected for us about 23,000, 24,000 a month. Right now, we're collecting over our payment, so we're doing very well there. And we see that that's going to really hopefully pay off a lot sooner than we first thought it was. Things keep on like that right there.
Excellent. So bring us up to speed on where we are with the improvements that are going to be made.
We'd love to. Don't go anywhere near Keller Park right now.
Okay.
The contractors are on site. They've gotten the infields tore out, all four softball fields out there. Getting ready to start the process of putting the turf back in. There's going to be a lot of improvements made to Keller Park. The air between the ball fields out there will all get a facelift, some playground equipment, a new entry, a new handicap parking area right there by the concession stand. Just a general overall facelift besides the improvements on the fields. Right now, we're on target to have that project completed by 1st of March. If we don't get just a huge amount of rain or snow or bad weather between now and then, but we're shooting to have it done by March. And then Hickory. That's another one very excited about. You know, we have a meeting next Tuesday with the State Parks and Recreation Outdoor Recreation Grant Committee. We were awarded $225,000 for that all-inclusive playground at Hickory. When we meet with them Tuesday, we're anticipating them giving us a green light to start that project.
Excellent.
And, you know, for anybody that hadn't heard, there'll be a new road come in off of Dyer Street there by the Catholic Church, a small handicapped parking lot so that it'll get people close to that playground, along with a new restroom up there at Hickory that's going to be ADA accessible, that will replace a 1955 model restroom up
there.
So all of that could be Hickory. We're anticipating getting ready to start there within the next week to two at Hickory. The playground equipment's ordered, and we're certainly hoping to be finished at Hickory Park before the Baxter Summer Concert Series Season 3 kicks off in May. Right there. That's the plan. And, you know, again, you know, a lot of things can come into play there, especially in these times we're living in right now. But the schedule looks very good. The engineer company, ETC Engineers, who's our design folks on all these parks projects, were here yesterday. I got to see a little idea of what they're proposing for the community center. But we're probably about anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks from seeing a real design with a 3D model of the new community center. They're moving along very quickly. And they showed me some stuff yesterday that's, you know, one thing I've learned in this whole process is, I guess architects dream a lot.
They do.
They have big ideas, and, they see things wherever they're at, and they say, hey, I remember that time I was over in so-and-so, and a building looked this way. So they're coming up with some pretty creative things for this new community center. And I'm hoping that when they get back here, they think they'll be back before the end of February with some real stuff for us to look at right there.
You've been a busy guy.
We have been, but that's what we're...
And you went and saw Arkansas last night?
I went and saw that Razorback game last night.
That was just a little bit disappointing, eh?
You know, we had a lot of opportunities to close out with a W there. We need a closer. We need that. You know, in baseball, you have that relief pitcher that comes in. Now they call him the closer. We need the closer.
We need a closer.
Not We could not take the lead with 20 seconds to go and had multiple opportunities, but, you know, hopefully we'll get there.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it makes for a long night and a late trip getting back.
I'll tell you what, I'm surprised to see you this morning.
But, you know, I will say this, we're sitting there and look up and there were about five other people from Mountain Home sitting within there. So I'm not the only sleepyhead in town today, I don't think.
Well, we appreciate everything you're doing for the community, and we appreciate you coming in each month and talking to us and keeping us up to date on what's going on, especially with all the changes that are going on in our wonderful city and county.
We got a lot happening around
yes, we
here,
do.
And just proud to be a part of it. And we certainly, from the city, we always appreciate the help KTLO gives us and promoting
you.
This community right here. That's a,
thank you, man.
Y'all are a key partner to us right here.
We hope to remain so for many, many years to come, and your continued success, sir. Thank you again for stopping by and for staying awake.
Well, and hopefully we'll dodge this weather. I was standing out there waiting to come in here, and I saw your weather channel out there. Things
we could see some accumulation.
Yeah,
they're
so,
saying could. It's very iffy.
You know, there used to be a gentleman here years ago, passed away last week, Monty Manchester.
Monty Manchester. Mm-hmm.
And whenever something like this was in the forecast, you remember Monty always talked about putting that dome over Mountain Home. And we need that dome right now.
We kind of do,
like,
don't we?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Again, thank you, Mayor Hillary Adams, for stopping in, and we will talk to you again next month. Now, if anything comes up, you just stop on.
We'll do it.
All
thanks.
Right.
Thank you.
No problem. Mayor Hillary Adams with us this morning on KTLO-FM.